Well, right now it's time to have a chat to Danny O'Brien. Good morning, Danny. How are you going, mate?
I'm well, thanks, Michael.
You down on the beach or are you at Flemington?
No, I'm down on 13th Beach.
Oh, it'll be beautiful down there this morning. How is it?
No, it's been superb. The whole winter's been superb down here. We've barely had a day that wasn't sunny once the sun came up and the fog lifted. And it's been very good.
Well, it's a good nursery for some star horses, and we can't wait to see. Did I read Russian Camelot, Vow and Declare, and the big guns will be trialling next week?
We're taking Russian Camelot and Vow and Declare into Geelong races tomorrow. They'll have a gallop between races there tomorrow. And then, yeah, we've got a set of trials at Flemington on Monday, the 10th of August, where a lot of our spring horses will have their first little stretch of their legs then.
Monday the 10th. And how is Russian Camelot? We know he's just a baby, really. Has he developed much since his stunning win over in Adelaide?
He has. No, he's matured enough since Adelaide. Yeah, he's still obviously just, in his terms, an autumn three-year-old in our spring. So he's definitely maturing physically and mentally, and he's in a really good place as we start the spring.
As you watch him work on the beach down there, are you pondering in your mind whether he's a Melbourne Cup or a Cox Plate horse? What's your gut telling you?
Look, we're just all about making sure he's having a good week each week and building and, you know, getting that base fitness for the spring. And he didn't. Yeah, he came out of Adelaide, obviously, with a really good fitness base, didn't have long nights. So, no, it's just all about ticking him over at the moment and making sure he's happy. And then, you know, once we get into the spring and he starts racing, those answers, you'll probably be able to tell me what I should be doing in Bondi.
Well, it's surprising that you've got the reigning Melbourne Cup winner who's probably, as far as media attention is concerned, the second stringer in your stable now. But how is Vow and Declare going after what was probably, by his standards, a disappointing campaign last time in?
Yes, look, I think certainly Australian Cup run was a very good run. And he only had the three. So, you know, one out of three was certainly right up to scratch. Sydney was not ideal. The surface there, he just didn't handle. And then I expect off the back of that, he's run a little bit flat at Flemington in his last run. So, yeah, we weren't disappointed with the way he came up. Probably had excuses for those last two runs. And, he's great now. He did actually have a break because of that. And he's really well. At the moment, we're just all about getting some real fitness into him because he's come back big and strong and just needs to get some hard work into him. So a gallop tomorrow at Geelong's perfect.
Will they follow similar paths or will you try and keep them apart?
Look, they're both probably going to run in the Mackay Demon Stakes. So, you know, that'll be a little bit of a different prep for Vow than last year. But he raced last June, whereas this year he's autumn stopped in April. So I think you need to get started a bit earlier in the spring. And, you know, obviously the mile at Flemington's a lovely start for our horses. And we'll work it out from there. I'd say Vow would almost certainly be Turnbull and Caulfield Cup on his way to the Melbourne Cup again.
And King of Leargrants is another cup contender you've got in the stable. How is he going?
He's really well. He had a little break at Maston Lodge after the Rams then, and he's been back with us for probably 6 or 7 weeks now. And again, he's got really good base fitness, and we're looking forward to him in the spring. You know, he's probably got to earn his way into the Melbourne Cup by winning something at some stage before that. So we'll just see how he comes up and see which way Lloyd and Nick want to plot their path there. But yeah, we're certainly hoping he can get to the Melbourne Cup, and he's going to be really well handicapped down the bottom of the weights for a really strong two-miler.
And speaking of Lloyd and Nick, there's a lot of questions about whether their European contingent will actually be able to get over here and continue to be trained by Joseph O'Brien. Have you had any conversations re the potential of picking up some more Spring Carnival horses?
No, look, they've got a lot of horses racing in Europe at the moment. And yes, I guess everything's a moving target as to what the logistics are going to look like. But yeah, yeah, they're very experienced. They've got their own facilities if they need to use them. I'm sure whatever needs to be done, they'll be able to manage it.
Well, we'll look forward to seeing the big guns at Geelong tomorrow. On Saturday, you've got a nice horse going around in the fifth Sovereign Award. Clementina goes around in the same race, but she was an impressive win last start by Sovereign Award. Has she come on from that?
she's come on, yeah, nicely enough. You know, she was first up there the other day, and she settled a bit better, which was good because she's a fierce-going sort of mare. Damien just was able to conserve her a bit more early. And yeah, she's always been a talented mare, but she just hasn't helped herself by being a little bit difficult to ride. So if she can bring those same manners from sale to Mooney Valley, she should be hard to beat.
Do you think she is improving in that area? I know she, you know, she still wanted to carry her head a bit high last start and was a bit wayward. Is she continuing to improve?
Yeah, she is. She's a bit more controllable now at home when she gallops, and she's a lot less aggressive than what she was in the younger year.
Clementina drops back in distance. How do you think she'll handle that?
I think it'll be all right for her off the freshen up. Yeah, she had a long campaign and was very, very honest for us through the autumn. And coming back to the mile is probably an ideal way to kick off. She'll go straight to the 2,000 after this run. But, yeah, we'd love to see her hit the line and run well for us tomorrow.
And you've got Sakuta, who's been racing consistently. What do you think in race eight?
I think he's well placed. You know, his form is clearly best when he's racing the space. You know, his best performances in the last 12 months have actually been first up. So we thought he raced a little bit below par at Bendigo, and hence he's now off a 40-day break. And he's freshened up nicely. He's down here at 13th Beach with us. And, he's in good shape. So hopefully he can pull out one of those big fresh runs. And if he does, that'll put him in the finish.
It could be a good day for you, Dan, at Geelong, seeing your best horses work between races. And you've got a nice group heading there to race, including Fabalot, who has been struggling to find the winner's line, but has been racing consistently. Is tomorrow the day?
I hope so. We're stuck on 98 winners, and it's the last day of the season. So we need two to raise the bat. And, Fabalov was good the other day, but he just found one better. I think he's, a stay that's going to be progressive over the next 12 months, and hopefully he can break through for us tomorrow.
So who are your two that'll get you to the century?
We've got four runners. Cracksman's run very well for us in Adelaide last weekend. Looks well placed. And we've got a couple in races 8 and 9. They're first up. And, they'll be ridden to find the line in the first up run. So hopefully we can get it done in races 4 and 5.
I know you were a good footballer in your junior days. Did you play much cricket?
No, I played in the jockeys about the last couple of years. But cricket takes too long.
Well, hopefully you get your ton tomorrow anyway, Danny. Good luck.
Thanks, Mike.